Southern California bakery reopens after mob ransacks business. Compton, California. A Mexican bakery in Compton reopened January 5 after a mob of looters involved in an illegal street takeover broke into the business and nearly destroyed the store. The mob vandalized Ruben's Bakery and Mexican Food near the intersection of El Segundo Boulevard and Santa Fe Avenue on January 2, causing thousands of dollars in damage, said Ruben Ramirez Jr., whose family owns the market. "It will take us a few weeks for our store to return to full operations, but we will accomplish this goal in large part to the tremendous amount of support that we have received from family, friends, loyal customers, and community members," Mr. Ramirez said. "We are also blessed from the generosity of strangers who have reached out and offered their help. But we are especially thankful for our dedicated, hard-working staff, who have worked with us non-stop to clean up the store and replace the damaged goods so that we can partially reopen our doors." About 100 people reportedly were involved in the street takeover, and a vehicle was on fire in the area, police said. Surveillance footage from outside the bakery showed a white Kia slamming into the entrance twice while in reverse, moments before dozens of people flooded inside. Cameras inside the bakery show suspects ransacking the business, where they allegedly took lottery tickets, cash, and merchandise, leaving behind a massive mess and considerable damage. The bakery once again began serving its regular daily customers when it reopened at 6 a.m. Friday, Mr. Ramirez said. "The family will be baking and selling traditional bread Saturday for the day of the Three Kings holiday. The family has an active GoFundMe page, where over $18,500 has been raised through 346 contributions since it launched 2 days ago. If you live locally and want to help our business, we invite you to come down to our store and shop here," Mr. Ramirez said. "Your economic support lifts our spirits and lets us know that we will be able to continue having our doors open for many more years to come."